Kodiak's Representative Alan Osterman and Senator Gary Stevens are two members of a 20-member Alaska Arctic Policy Commission appointed to address statewide and national Arctic issues in the coming years. KMXT's Brianna Gibbs has more.
The commission's goal is to provide recommendations on state and national Arctic policies in the next few years. Osterman said the United States has an official written Arctic policy, but Alaska does not. As the lone Arctic state, he said it's important that the newly formed commission work toward creating one.
We are the Arctic state for the United States, and we should be the ones driving and leading what that Arctic policy should be. So that is the objective of having the Alaska Arctic Policy Commission, and that is to place us in that position. And the second thing is that there's eight nations, Arctic nations, that created the Arctic Council. And the Arctic Council also rotates its leadership from country to country. And the United States in 2015 picks up the chairmanship and the leadership of the Arctic Council.
Osterman said Iceland is one of those nations and a worldwide leader in Arctic policy. In November, the Institute of the North helped send members of the commission to Iceland to learn more about the country's policies and approaches to renewable resources. In addition to being an Arctic nation, Senator Gary Stevens said the country is a shining example of hydroelectricity and geothermal energy use. He and Osterman went on the trip and said it was a unique opportunity to learn how the government assists in the building of hydroelectric dams, infrastructure that Stevens said Alaska is also looking to invest in. He said geothermal technology is less explored in Alaska, but learning more about Iceland's approach was certainly informative.
In Iceland, you know, they just pump the geothermal, the hot water, about 30 miles from a well that they've had in operation for many years. And that geothermal, that hot water, then courses through homes, heating homes, and sidewalks, and hot tubs, and public swimming pools, and keeping the roads clear. It's just really, they've been very fortunate. And whether that's available to Alaska or not really hasn't been proved yet. There are probably some sites that should work, and I'd like to see that continue to try to develop.
Stephen said the trip was especially important as he and fellow legislators on the commission gear up for the legislative session this January. He said there's much to discuss when it comes to Arctic policy and renewable energy projects in Alaska, and he hopes to bring that information to the table in Juneau.
We won't make all the decisions in the 90 days of this session, obviously, but we need to begin moving forward and begin planning to do these things. I'd like to see us put some funds into trying to explore for geothermal to see if it makes sense for us to actually develop those sites. We need to think about the larger hydro plant in the Anchorage area, the Wautana Dam.
The commission is comprised of six senators, six representatives, and about a dozen Arctic stakeholders from the private sector. I'm Brianna Gibbs.